With its blockade policy against Cuba, successive U.S. administrations have sought to suffocate the Cuban economy for purely political reasons.
The U.S. economic blockade against Cuba is an act of aggression aimed at putting maximum pressure on Cuba, trying to strangulate the Cuban economy with the aim of extracting political concessions from our country. In the past year and a half, we can count around 30 new measures taken against Cuba by the U.S. government, most of them deliberately directed to specific areas like trade, technology, the financial sector, the tourism sector, and most recently, the aim to deprive Cuba from the supply of oil, of fuel that our country needs as any other country needs.
Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, Director General of the U.S. Desk at Cuba's Ministry for Foreign Affairs.
The last measurement that we did of a year impact of the economic blockade against Cuba is about $4 billion within the year. One can try to estimate the impact or the year performance of the economy of any country the size of Cuba if it were to suffer the loss implied by the economic blockade. The added amount impact of the blockade is above $134 billion since 1960. It is a huge impact for the economy of any developing country, and that is the case of Cuba.
And Washington's genocidal blockade of Cuba now.